Melt Me Down by Ecstasis Wings. Read by Mist Marauder. This is part one of the Melt series. Eddie isn't very good at asking for what he wants. He's getting better at it, slowly, learning that he's allowed to be a person, that he's allowed to want things, that he can ask. But it's difficult. Especially when the things he wants, well, they're not exactly things he's been taught he's supposed to want. Then again, he wasn't supposed to want Buck in general, so in for a penny. Are you sure? Buck asks quietly, when Eddie finally stumbles through it. Eddie can't seem to make himself look up, his face burning as he stares at the pattern on the bedspread until he has to blink. Hey. Buck's fingers ghost over the back of Eddie's hand. A casual brush at first, then a more deliberate circuit from Eddie's knuckles to his wrist and back. It's gentle enough, familiar enough, that Eddie doesn't flinch away. Even if there's an itch of embarrassment, shame, between his shoulders that makes him tempted to run out of the room. Can you look at me, please? And because Eddie has never been able to deny him, he slowly lifts his head. Buck's eyes are soft, warm. There you are. Buck's fingers trail up again, but this time they don't stop at light caresses. Instead, they wrap around Eddie's wrist, just tightly enough that Eddie can't simply pull back. His thumb drags over the thin skin of Eddie's pulse point. Eddie's breath catches. He shivers. Buck's eyes darken. You can have whatever you want, Buck says, his voice low, hypnotic. Whatever you want. I just need to hear that you're sure. Eddie sways forward and catches Buck's mouth, kissing him slow and deep until Buck's hand tightens around Eddie's wrist. He gasps. Buck hums. I'm sure, Eddie replies finally. Please. Another slow pass of Buck's thumb. Another shiver. Whatever you want, Buck repeats, and he kisses him again. It takes a few weeks and several much longer conversations to get to the main event, but finally, Eddie is in the dark, a mask pulled down over his eyes. His arms are stretched above his head. Silken ties knotting around his wrists, looping through the slats in the headboard. He tugs experimentally and shivers when they don't give. His skin is buzzing, electric, and nothing's even happened. Not really. Not yet. The mattress dips and a familiar hand splays over Eddie's stomach. It's shockingly warm. And he sucks in a sharp breath. Color? Buck asks. I want to be out of control. I want to surrender. That's what he said. That's what he asked for. Buck's hand slides up, up, up until his fingers can drum against Eddie's sternum. Eddie. That's what Buck's going to give him. Green, Eddie rasps out, and he's rewarded with a kiss before Buck's touch, the warmth of his body, vanishes. Do you have any idea what you look like right now? The heat in Buck's voice makes his very blood sing. So fucking gorgeous. All spread out just for me. Buck's fingers touch his ankle, drift down to the arch of his foot. Ordinarily, Eddie might laugh. He can be annoyingly ticklish. But not this time. Not when Buck's fingertips feel like live wires, sparking and lighting Eddie up. He's always had a strange relationship with touch. Wanting it, but not. Needing it. But knowing there were only so many ways it was acceptable for him to seek it out. And after Afghanistan, there was a long time when he didn't feel like he deserved it. But everything is different with Buck. He wants to touch Buck all the time. And when Buck touches him, it settles something in him that he didn't even know was aching. Buck's touch disappears again. When it returns, his hand is skimming up Eddie's thigh. So close, yet still not nearly close enough to where Eddie wants him. He spreads his legs wider in invitation, but Buck only laughs quietly. Oh, we're just getting started, sweetheart, he says, as his fingers dance along the hem of Eddie's boxer briefs, only to move into more innocent territory. You don't need it nearly bad enough yet. Buck moves up his body until he's close enough to kiss. His mouth feathers along the edge of Eddie's jaw as he settles over him, all hard muscle and warm, solid weight. Eddie feels caught and held, pinned down, yet wholly safe. I'm taking my time with you, Buck finishes, punctuating the statement with a nip to Eddie's neck and a teasing grind of his hips that makes Eddie's cock jerk where it's trapped in his underwear. There's a groan caught in his throat, held back by years of practice being quiet and no small measure of embarrassment. But Buck brings his mouth back to Eddie's, teasing his lips apart with his tongue. A slick, hot slide that has Eddie tugging at his bindings, wanting. When Buck pulls back, too soon, far too soon, when Eddie feels like he could kiss him for a lifetime, it yanks a thin, needy sound from him. Eddie bites his lip and flushes hot. Buck hums, his smile curving against Eddie's neck. That was pretty, he murmurs. I wonder what other noises I can get out of you. Should we find out? Fuck. Eddie shivers as Buck doesn't wait for a response, just kisses down his throat, shifting his weight so one hand curls around Eddie's hip. He should have known Buck would be good at this. Would research everything with a single-minded focus to give Eddie exactly what he asked for. Would then turn that same focus on him. Take me apart. Get me out of my head. He was wildly unprepared for the reality of the situation. Buck touches him everywhere, mapping his body with thorough, deliberate intention. Like Buck's trying to commit every inch of him to memory. First with hands and then with his mouth. Fingers dance over his ribcage. A tongue traces the definition of his abs. Teeth catch one of his nipples and tug. Eddie loses track of time. Unable to see. Unable to touch in return. Unable to even know exactly where Buck is going to touch him next. All he can do is take it. It should be terrifying. He should hate it. But instead, he's burning up, quaking with need. His cock is hard and leaking, trapped as it is in the confines of his underwear, and the way Buck is touching him everywhere except there is torture. He can't decide if he wants to beg or if he wants Buck to keep going as he is. He's never felt so exposed, spread out, on display. Attention fully on him with nowhere to hide. But he's also never felt so worshipped. And then, Buck's mouth presses to the scar left from the shooting. Soft. Delicate. Like it's a sacred thing. And Eddie shakes. The sound that leaves him is raw and desperate to his own ears. He feels like Buck has reached under his skin and hooked in so that Eddie will never be able to pull away again. And then Buck moves to the other side and drops the softest kiss of them all over Eddie's heart. Buck. His voice cracks. His eyes burn behind the blindfold. He's been tearing at the seams, trying to claw back control, ever since the shooting ripped it away from him. And it's only now, handing it willingly over to Buck, that he feels stable again. "I've got you," Buck says. "I've got you. I've got." He kisses Eddie again, and for the first time since they started, Buck seems shaken as well. There's a rough edge to his kiss, pure need cutting through his meticulous focus. And when Buck breaks the kiss, he kisses down Eddie's body with a new energy. Eddie's breath catches as Buck's fingers hook into the waistband of his boxer briefs and tugs them down. And thank God, because he's never needed anything like he needs Buck's hands on him right now. "Please." Eddie tugs at the ties as Buck's hands slide up his thighs. "Please, please, please, Buck, please." Buck nips hard at Eddie's inner thigh, then pauses, blowing out a shaky breath. "I had plans," he says. "So many plans for you, because you asked, but I can just, we don't have to." He breaks off, and Eddie pulls himself back from sweet oblivion because the silence makes his insides twist. "Buck," he says quietly, "what's your color?" "Yellow," Buck admits. He pulls away, and the next moment, his hands are on Eddie's face, slipping the blindfold up and off. There are lights on in the room, but they're low enough that Eddie's eyes adjust easily as Buck's face swims into view. Buck's thumbs sweep over Eddie's cheekbones, his gaze searching and unreadable for a moment, before the tension bleeds out of his shoulders and his lips curve into a smile. "No, green," he corrects. "I just needed to see your face." Eddie tips his chin up in a silent request, and Buck obliges him with another kiss. It's lazy and unhurried. But when Eddie widens his legs in invitation again, Buck settles between them without hesitation. The denim of his jeans drags roughly against Eddie's bare skin. Eddie sucks in a breath at the contrast from skin on skin. "You're still dressed," he points out. "Well, like I said, I have plans for you." Buck's voice drops low, The smile playing around his lips turns wicked, as heat sparks in his eyes. Eddie's mouth goes dry. Like? Buck catches Eddie's earlobe between his teeth and bites. Trust me? He breathes. Always. More than anyone. And Buck makes his way down Eddie's body for what Eddie is desperately hoping is the last time. Fuck. Eddie's eyes slip shut again as Buck licks a stripe up the underside of his cock. Buck's forearm across his hips, keeping them pinned to the mattress, is the only thing preventing him from arching into the touch, and the weight sends heat shooting down his spine. That's the idea. Buck teases at first. He takes Eddie's cock in hand, but keeps his grip loose enough that there's no real friction. Tongues at the slit, but avoids actually taking Eddie in his mouth. And it's maddening. But just as Eddie has the thought, Buck's grip tightens, and he swallows him down. Eddie chokes on the moan that punches out of him, his mind blanking out at the sensation. He doesn't even hear the click of the lube cap over the blood rushing in his ears. But then, there are slick fingers playing around his rim. Buck hums around Eddie's cock as one of the fingers slips inside, and Eddie swears. He's already been desperate for it for ages. He can practically taste the release he's careening towards. So close. So close, so close. Buck pulls off, squeezing Eddie around the base. And oh. Eddie gets it now. Can see the game. Although, whether he'll survive it? Jury's out. As soon as his breathing evens out, as soon as he comes back down enough that he's no longer in danger of coming immediately, Buck adds a second finger. The stretch makes Eddie's toes curl as Buck takes the head of his cock back in his mouth. But that's nothing compared to the lightning that shoots down his spine when Buck's fingers press up, seeking out. The headboard creaks ominously as Eddie shouts. God, you're beautiful, Buck says, as he holds Eddie there, not stroking over his prostate, not trying to build on the initial shock of pleasure, just resting, trapping Eddie in the awareness of what he could be doing. Buck. His blood feels like it's been replaced by magma. He's melting into the mattress, and he just wants... He whines as Buck withdraws his fingers entirely. The emptiness unbearable. I know, Buck soothes, dropping gentle kisses along Eddie's hip. I know what you need, sweetheart. Don't worry. Just a little more. Three fingers slide into him, scissoring him open, stretching him out, and Eddie holds his breath as he's rapidly shoved to the brink again, as he waits to see if he's going to be allowed to fall over it. Because it's not his choice. His whole body shudders as something in him cracks open. He feels hollowed out and raw, but Buck's hands are still on him. In him, grounding, anchoring, waiting to catch him when he lets go, when Buck finally makes them let go. The only thing he has to do is feel. Buck strokes over Eddie's prostate again, but this time he doesn't stop, dragging his fingers over the spot with deliberate intent. Eddie's eyes burn as he flies, exhilarated and devastated all at once, sparking, burning, feeling everything, too much, too much, too much. Buck's mouth closes around his cock, and the world whites out. It could be seconds, or minutes, or an hour later when Eddie comes back to himself. Shivery and oversensitive, head buzzing. He feels simultaneously sharper, more in tune with his senses than ever, and like he's not fully connected to his body, floating somewhere above it. And the contrast is dizzying. His breathing is ragged, and his eyelashes are wet. Buck is peppering kisses along his hips and upper thighs, but his fingers haven't moved. Eddie clenches around them unconsciously and moans. When Buck looks up at him, his eyes are dark and hot, pupils blown wide with desire. Eddie's eyes flick down to where Buck's cock is straining in his jeans. He's not a teenager anymore, and he knows after an orgasm like that, his own is going to take some time to get up again. But even oversensitive, riding a razor's edge between pleasure and overstimulation, he's never wanted to be fucked so badly. So those plans of yours... His tongue is heavy in his mouth, words slow to form, but he manages. I don't suppose they involve letting me take care of that for you. If they do, Buck asks, do you want to? Yes. It turns into a hiss when Buck's fingers twist inside him. Yes, God, yes. A low hum vibrates against his skin as Buck kisses his inner thigh. And then Buck's weight shifts as he reaches down to unzip his pants. Buck's eyes flutter closed as he palms himself. You sure? He asks, although the casual tone he's aiming for is betrayed by the rough edge that cuts through it. I don't know. Buck's tongue sweeps over his lower lip as he meets Eddie's gaze again. Maybe you should beg me for it. Oh, God. Please. The word rips out of Eddie's throat. He couldn't have stopped it even if he wanted to. Please, Buck. Please fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. I need... Okay. Buck gets his pants the rest of the way off, yanks his tank top off for good measure, and then there's nothing between them as Buck settles on top of him again and withdraws his fingers, leaving Eddie to clench around nothing but air. Buck's cock presses against Eddie's thigh, and they both shiver. You know what I was thinking? Buck asks, breathless as he reaches for the lube to coat himself liberally. He steals a kiss and Eddie chases his mouth as he pulls away. What? Teeth scrape against his neck, hard enough to leave a mark, and Eddie can't wait to see it in the mirror. I was going to fuck that pretty mouth of yours. Buck confesses against Eddie's jaw. While you're all tied up and can't touch. No leverage, just... Fuck, you would be so good for me just taking it. Making a damn mess. Eddie chokes on air at the thought, at the mental image it gives him. Letting himself be used like that. Fuck, he gasps out. Fuck, do it. Buck shakes his head and kisses him hard as he presses the head of his cock against Eddie's entrance. Next time, he promises. Right now, I just God, you're so... Buck sinks into him, and they both cry out. Eddie's too warm, too sensitive, and it's entirely too much. But it's also everything he wants. He feels like he shatters and reforms with every thrust, and he takes a certain amount of vicious, possessive pride in every sound that escapes Buck's lips. I'm not gonna last, Buck admits, as his hips speed up, and if Eddie could touch him, he would be raking blunt nails down Buck's back, grabbing his ass to pull him deeper. But as it is, all he can do is turn his head and nip at the edge of Buck's jaw. Then don't, Eddie replies. Give me everything. And then Buck is groaning and kissing him, and pleasure blooms sharp and heady under Eddie's skin as Buck comes inside him. Their breath mingles as they pant together afterwards, Buck's forehead pressed against Eddie's. But finally, Buck slips out of him and reaches for Eddie's wrists, deftly undoing the knots and rubbing the circulation back into his hands and fingers. He presses kisses to the faint marks on Eddie's skin left by Eddie pulling against the bindings, and Eddie makes a quiet sound and presses his face to Buck's neck. Buck holds him for a long time. In the bed, then the shower as they clean up, then on the couch when Buck is plying him with Gatorade and protein bars. Some random nature documentary on low volume in the background. When the last bottle is empty, Eddie falls back against Buck's shoulder and closes his eyes as he breathes them in. He feels... God. Centered. Calm. He can't even tell, really. Whatever it is, it's foreign, but not unwelcome. Good. He feels good. That's as specific as he can manage. He notices at Buck's neck and sighs when Buck's fingers come up to carve through his hair. Thank you, he breathes. For taking care of me. Buck leans away enough to tip Eddie's chin up. I'm always going to take care of you, he promises. You don't have to thank me for that. I do, though, Eddie thinks. But he doesn't say it. He just sways in and kisses Buck softly instead. And he's at peace. End part 1.